Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the GTLD Registration Data Policy Implementation IRT meeting being held on Wednesday, the 29th of May, 2019 at 1700 UTC. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. I will be taking attendance and will place that on the wiki page as well as the workbook. If you are only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now? Thank you. Hearing no names, I would like to remind all participants to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn it over to Dennis Chang. You may begin.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our first meeting, our kickoff meeting for the IRT call. This is, of course, for the GTLD registration data policy implementation. And it is the implementation of the EPDP Phase 1 consensus policy recommendations. So let's get started. Here's our agenda for the day. We're going to do some member introduction. This is our kickoff and first meeting, and I do want to take time to know all of you, and I want you to know all of us, meaning IPT and IRT, and I will let you know what those acronyms mean. And I also wanna introduce you to your workspace and the team drive and go through the implementation process steps. I realize that some of you have not been on the IRT before and may be unfamiliar with the steps that we need to take in implementing the policy recommendations. And the four-stage timeline view of the policy, this was presented to the community at the GDD Summit. And some of you have, I'm sure, seen this. And it's a good document for us to get a big overview of a picture of what we're doing. And we'll take a look at our board resolution quickly and the interim consensus policy that was just published and talk about the next step. Any questions on the agenda? And this is a meeting where I like to keep fluid and pretty informal. So feel free to interrupt me at any time.
Dennis. I'm sorry, this is Andrea. Before you continue, I do see a phone number with the ending of 3438. If I could please know who that person is for attendance.
Oh, Andrea, this is Mark Anderson. I think that's my number.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. So what I'd like to do is do a little bit of introduction. And I'll start with myself, and I would like our IPT implementation project team to introduce themselves, and then we will go ahead and get introduction from those who are attending representing the IRT implementation review team. So again, my name is Dennis Chang. I'm the director for GDD programs, and in this capacity, I'll be working as your program director for this implementation, and therefore accountable for building and leading this team that is an implementation team, so IPT and IRT. And Karen, are you there? Let's see. No, I don't see Karen. Let's go to who's there from the who's attending from the IPT. Amanda?
Hi all, this is Amanda Fezenden from Registry and Registrar Services.
Also Amanda Rose from our Contractual Compliance.
This is Isabel Colas from GDD Strategic Programs.
Mauro Lozano from Technical Services.
Caleb, I know you're there. You want to introduce yourself? I think everybody knows you. Anyway.
Hi, Dennis. This is Caitlin Tubergen from the policy support team, and I helped with the phase one EPDP team. Thank you.
Fabian? Fabian's not there? Okay. And I think then we've gone through the IPT list. Let's start with the IRT. From number one, is Diane present?
Diane is not on the call.
Okay. Theo?
Oh, thanks, Dennis. And this is Theo from the Registered Stakeholder Group. Thanks.
Beth?
Hi, this is Beth Bacon. I'm from the Registry Stakeholder Group, and I'm with PIR.
Mark, you're there on the phone.
Hey, Dennis. This is Mark Anderson from the Registry Stakeholder Group and VeriSign. I'm also a member of the EPDP Working Group.
Yeah, that's good to know, too. And Mark, you're also a member of the, RDAP Pilot Working Group, right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm also a member of the RDAP Pilot Working Group, as well as co-chair of the TechOps discussion group.
Very good to know. Thank you. Amar?
Hey, it's Matthew Crossman with the Registry Stakeholder Group, and I'm also with Amazon Registry.
Okay.
Amar is an apology today.
Okay. Sarah?
You forgot Mason, Dennis.
Mason Cole.
Hi, good morning, Dennis. Mason Cole with BC, and I'm with the law firm of Perkins Coie.
Okay, Sarah, go ahead. Keep going, guys.
Hi, thank you. This is Sarah Wild. I'm with the Registrar Group, and I work with Two Cows. My focus is on our GDPR implementation, ICANN policy, and explaining those things to our clients. And I'm in the I'm an alternate in the EPDP, also a member of the RDAP working group, the Tech Ops group, I think PPSAI, if that's still around. Thank you.
Wow. Matt? How about Liz? Anything?
Benedict is an apology for today as well.
Okay. James.
Hey, everyone. James Bladel from the Registrar Stakeholder Group. I am from GoDaddy and also a member of the EPDP. Thanks.
Thank you. Owen.
Hi, this is Owen Smigelski. I'm with Registrar Stakeholder Group, with Registrar Namecheap. Prior to joining Namecheap, I was with ICANN Contractual Compliance for a number of years, doing registrar compliance. I'm currently an alternate for EPDP Phase 2. I'm on the RDAP pilot and TechOps as well, too.
Didn't know that about you. That's good to know. Gregory.
Gregory is an apology for today.
Wisdom.
I don't see Wisdom on the call.
Okay. How about Suzanne? Cantello, welcome. Are you there, Suzanne?
Yes, I'm there. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Thanks for accepting my application. I'm a new person in the group and in ICANN too. I just got one fellowship from, I was in Kobe, Japan. My interests are in the research, mainly on GDPR, and also I work with the NGO sector here in Armenia, and I need to learn a lot from all of you.
And I'm sure we can learn from you too. Thank you and welcome. Next, let's continue.
Okay, hello everybody. This is Ejikeme Buogo Afralo. I'm new to the group from Nigeria, work with Lodamo Technologies, also a member of Social Media Working Group, Outreach and Engagement, and some other groups. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you. Eric.
Hi, everyone. Eric Rokebauer from the Registrar Stakeholder Group, part of the Endurance International Group family of registrars, which includes like domain.com and publicdomainregistry.com. Happy to be joining the team.
Look. No? How about Afiq?
Dennis, Look is here.
Oh, Look is here. Go ahead,
yeah.
Look. Look, we can't hear you.
Yeah, I think he's trying to unmute. I do show that you are unmuted, Luke, if you want to go ahead and try and speak.
He's trying. Okay, let's come back to Luke and keep going. Afik?
Hello, everyone. My name is Afik Edo. I'm from North Commercial User Group, and I'm a member of UNMAG. I'm here to learn and to help. Thank you.
Welcome. Christina?
Hello, everyone. I'm working for CCTL, the registrar company, almost for 9 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Sherry? How about Lena? Betty? Roger. Okay, how about we go back to Luke and see if he can.
And now can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm Luke Safer. I'm working for EuroDNS. We are a member of the Registrar Stakeholder Group.
Excellent. Welcome, Luke. Did I miss anyone?
Dennis, I see that Diane has joined now.
Oh, Diane, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Dennis? I apologize.
No problem. We have a lot of newcomers you wanted to meet. Introduce yourself.
I should introduce myself?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Diane Plout. I am the General Counsel and Privacy Officer of CoreSearch and had the pleasure of working as part of the EPDP for the first year and a phase one, and now delighted to be the very first member to the pre-IRT, which Dennis will never let me live down, and now the IRT to help with the very important policy implementation of this important work that the group is doing.
Thank you, Diane. So what Diane meant by pre-IRT is, and I'll give you a little bit of just a short background. You see the list that's titled Implementation Review Team, IRT now, and you can see that 1 through 14 are in black in color and 15 on are in blue. The 1 through 14 were the original member of the pre-IRT. And if you examine the recommendations, and by now you should have, there was a recommendation number 28 that asked that we get started with implementation activity prior to the board resolution. And we actually did that. And you will see what we've done already. This is a kickoff meeting, but it's by no means the beginning of our work. We have been working in the background, and the members of this pre-IRT 1 through 14 have helped us, the IPT, the implementation project team, in getting a lot of work done and having done some groundwork that we can leverage from. So we'll talk more about that. So with that, I want to take a minute to tell you about what an implementation project team is. And you can see that I have separated implementation project team and implementation review team, IPT and IRT. And combined together, we make the policy implementation team. So when I say implementation team, that's all of us. And we are running this one project. And I am your ICANN World Program Director in building this team and implementing this policy. And IPT is the one who designs and builds the implementation plan for the IRT review, which will subsequently go to the public comment. IPT sets expectation and deadline for IRT feedback on the plan, and we will share with you regular updates and relevant materials, of course. and IP team coordination with the IRT will conduct appropriate outreach to the community as critical milestone when we need to, and public comment is one of those tools that we will use. IPT also schedules the IRT calls, and then we'll give you all the materials in advance so that if we need you to give us feedback at the meeting, we'll have time to examine them. And we have an IRT wiki page where I'll show you that all things gets published. Now, you are a member of the IRT, Implementation Review Team. Now, what are your duties? So we operate under this IRT principles and guidelines, and I provided a link there to you, and it's a document that you can look up later. Looks like this. But it tells you what the IRT does, how it gets formed, and what are your duties in detail. But in summary, this is it. So please remember, and many of you are transitioning from the EPDP team that was working on the policy development. IRT is not that. We do not make policies. What we do is we implement the recommendations that we are given, and that's our remit. And it's important that we do not, we keep remembering that, because there's a temptation and the risk, and you will see throughout that we would perhaps like to do it differently, and maybe there's a better way to do this policy, but that is not what we are here to do. And our mandate is simple. Implement the recommendations that we are given and the board resolution. That is our rule here. So the IRT also, as opposed to the PDP working group where you were the one, the community team was the one who was writing out all the policy recommendation, weighing the options, wordsmithing and having heavy discussions on developing, your role is different here. It's actually easier in a sense because IPT does the heavy lifting. IPT builds all the documentation creation, drafting, and design, and the IPT will come to you and ask you to review it for consistency with the recommendation. And I would probably say this 100 times before we are over. IRT is requested to look at the implementation to ensure that we are consistent with the recommendation. And that is your role here. So what does that mean? That means you really need good understanding of the full resolution and the final report where the recommendations are. Because for you to review what the IPT is doing for consistency, you have to be very, very clear and have deep understanding of those recommendations. So if you are not a part of the EPDP team member, I'm going to give you homework right now. You must go back and look at the final report, review all the recommendations, and look at the board resolution, because board resolved, but as we discussed, did not resolve fully to accept all the recommendation in whole. There was a couple of changes that we'll have to pay attention to and design around. And of course, you're expected to attend these meetings and actively participate. And also, most of our work for the IRT will be done offline, meaning not in a meeting sense, but through an email list that you already have. It's called irt.regdatapolicy@icann.org. That's where you received your invitation for the meeting, and we will work together on that list to make our progress. And of course, for you to be here, you would have had to have the statement of interest file, and thank you for doing all of that very quickly. Now, this is sort of the record timeline from the call of the IRT for the first meeting. very short time. It's like we've never done it this quickly, but I think with this policy implementation, this is what's expected. Yeah, so get ready, because we're going to move very fast, and we have been asked to match the pace of the EPDP team that have delivered this recommendation in a record 1 year timeline. And so our implementation team is expected to treat this as a expedited implementation project. So we have observers who are watching us online, and here they are, and they're not required to have SOI's file, but you should know that they're reading all our emails. And here's the IRT Wiki. So it's a community wiki space. It's under the registration data policy. And your SOIs are filed, and this is considered our home space, and it looks like this. So all of you, another homework, visit this homepage, because this is your workspace for us to work together. And you'll see that we have a simple status and background, and either have our IRT meeting schedules and notes and agenda posted there, and our members and observers, and such document as call for IRT is also listed here. So we'll collect, maintain our documents here. Okay, now, we also have a team drive, which is a Google Drive where we will use and store working documents. Now, this particular drive is not accessible to non-IRT member. The wiki page is published and everybody has access, so anybody can see those published documents. But when we have working documents, we intend to use these. And one of the key documents that you will use is called the Rich Data Policy IRT Workbook. And it looks like this. It's a Google Doc. So for the pre-IRT, you instantly recognize this because this is your doc. And we are going to leverage what you've done with the IRT, and I'll get more into this later. So let's see. Let's talk about the implementation planning activity. Now, implementation planning and implementing the policy recommendation is much like building a product. So for those of you who have experience in building new things, new product that didn't exist before, it's similar in the process. And what we have to do, of course, if we wanna build a product that is basically the policy language that gets posted on the ICANN.org, think about that as our policy, right? Policy, our product. So we have to build that. So what do we have today? Today we have components, if you will, and directions. We have recommendations and board resolution. We do not have a policy language. We do not have policy that we can point to and say that is the policy. What we have to do is work together to build that. So first step in this activity is studying those board resolution and all the recommendations. It's a lot. There's like many, many resolutions and 29 recommendations, and each recommendation has sub parts to it. So there's a lot to do in terms of analyzing. And what happens is when we analyze those recommendations, what we're trying to do is gather the requirements for implementation. not all recommendations are requirements for implementation. And you will see as we go, there are many requirements that do not call for implementation, but we have to make sure that that is the case. And that's where the IPT does the analysis and bring it to you. And you will have to review and tell us that, that what we have done is in line with the recommendation. So once we understand the requirements, we make tasks, task list. So what are the tasks? There's many tasks a policy implementation requires. And one of those tasks is the policy language. I'm going to call it policy language because I want to clarify that when you say policy, some people think of policy in terms of recommendation and others in terms of the policy that is published. So when I say policy language, I'm talking about the consensus policy that is published at the ICANN.org that is used as a contractual requirement for contracted parties to implement and adhere to and comply with. That's what I mean. So policy language is just one, although it's the major product of this task, and we'll need to make a complete list of tasks. And then we have to estimate those tasks. For each task that we uncover, how long will it take? Who's gonna do them? Does it cost money? So far, we haven't come up, I think there's potential that we may have to look for funding for this project in terms of studies, but we can talk about that later. And critical path analysis is when you stack up all the tasks that have dependencies and try to stretch them out, lay them out from beginning to the end, the shortest path from beginning to the end is called critical path. And the idea here in terms of project management is we want to try to do as many things in parallel so that we can get to the end as quick as possible. And I think you are familiar with that, with the EPDP team creating sub-teams and subcommittees and work groups doing work in parallel. So we'll do that too. And once we've done that, then we will know what the implementation schedule is. We have a very interesting case here where we typically go from 1 through 6 to find out what our schedule is, but we have a unique situation where we were given a deadline, and we'll talk about that more because this is something that we have to deal with, and we'll work together to see what we can do. And when we have our schedule defined or the test defined, what we do is we write out an implementation plan, and the implementation plan is what we publish to say this is what we're going to do, and also this is what we're not going to do, to make it perfectly clear, and also of course how we're going to do them and when, and that goes out for public comment. And we conduct that public comment is minimum 40 days, and depending on what comes within the 40 days, sometimes we make it longer. If the ICANN meeting happens in those 40 days, of course, we make it 47 days, for example. And if the holidays happen in that 40 days, we make it longer. And just make sure that we give everybody, the public, adequate time for full consideration and comment. And after that public comment is done, we do analysis. And we go over every single comment and we'll build a summary report, but we do analysis, and IRT is involved in this phase also. And we'll have to make some decisions on how to respond to the inputs that we get. And we publish a report for those public comments. And then with the given inputs, we likely revise our implementation plan, which means that the policy language can be adjusted and do get adjusted, and it could actually have an impact on even the effective date. So that's another careful consideration, number 11, when we revise our implementation plan or finalize it. And then we go for publication of the policy, and that we publish, number 13, final act in the policy publication is the issue of the legal notice that corresponds to the publication of that policy. And this doesn't stop, of course, after we announce that new policy is available for you to implement and you need to do it by a certain date, we actually have to do that work. So we continue to do the implementation activities, working with the IRT all the way to the effective date. That is the implementation planning activities that you look forward to doing with us today. Questions about this? Is this new to you, or everybody knows this already? Okay, I don't see any questions. Just let me know if you do at any time. I'll continue. So let's get the board resolution now. So 15th of May, the board resolved, and they called it consideration of GNSTOE-PDP recommendations for the temporary specification for GTLD registration data. It had 11 resolutions. I have not seen that number of resolutions come out on a single policy, but that's the resolution, 151502 to 151512. And then 27 of the 29 recommendations were adopted without change. So that was clean. The work that we had been doing to look at the recommendation did not alter. The two recommendations did have a change. Recommendation number one, about purposes, number two, and recommendation number 12 for organization field deletion. And when we look at our recommendation, we'll have to keep these in mind and track them to make sure that we're in line with the APDP recommendation. But on top of that, the board resolution overrides any recommendation. And I will alert you to that and make it very, very clear to you when we come to that. The board also gave us a scorecard, and they put it into three buckets, adopted as is and adopted with some comments. So number B is something that we'll pay a little more attention to see if how those comments, while recommendation is not changed, but may have an impact on how we are going to implement them. And C is that recommendation 1 and 12 not adopted as a whole category. So that's another document that you would need to review on your own. And everything here that I showed you is online with this link here, or material resolution. Okay. I just click these things so that there's some new people on here. So I want you to know those links are live links, and when you click on, you can go exactly where I got all these materials from. This is not from the IPT, but I'm basically summarizing and presenting what was already published. So what else happened? Well, the board passed a resolution on the 15th. And 17th of May, 2019, we published an interim registration data policy, which was effective 20 May 2019. requiring contracted parties to implement. And that's because temp spec, which the contracted party had been performing to, expired on 20 May. And we needed a vehicle to carry on that those same requirement until we have time to fully analyze all those recommendations, build our requirements, and build our policy language, the steps that I went through just before. So let me show you this. If you're new to this, this will make sense to you. I've shown this slide at the GDD Summit in a couple of sessions there, and I have updated now the dates. Before, we had TBD dates for the board resolution, if you recall. Now we have dates because they're all passed, right? So stage zero, temp spec, the far left, blue, is what I said is the phase where board resolution happens and the interim policy is published. The reason that we had to do the interim policy is because of this 20 May expiration of the temp spec. We needed a vehicle, a bridging mechanism to carry us through the time when we had time to build our implementation plan and execute to it per the recommendation. So obviously we did not have enough time. So this is a way we have bridged that gap. So we have two bridges actually. So one bridge, the first bridge is the blue bridge. We call it stage one. Stage one is the consensus policy, and this is the interim policy that we just published. So we're living under that policy right now. We do have a consensus policy, and it's called interim consensus policy. And that's the requirement that we, the contracted party, needs to perform to here in stage one. While we're in stage one, we have to do this implementation planning, public comment, and finalize the policy. These are three simple steps that I laid out. That is summary of the detailed 13-step process that I showed you before. So where are we? We are right here, right now. We're in the implementation planning phase, beginning of this blue bridge. When we are done and finalize the policy language and publish it, we will publish it here. And date is TBD, as you said. We have not formulated our schedule yet. Where we go is go into stage two, which is a published. We announce our policy and publish them. And we have an implementation period here, policy implementation period, all the way to 29 February 2020. This is the recommendation number 28, policy effective date. Now, it's our job and expectation of the community that we meet that date. What that means is we have to do stage one and stage two by this date, 29 February 2020. So that is our deadline that we have to pay attention to. The second bridge, and you will hear this from me and others, it's called Rainbow Bridge. During that time of policy implementation, the contracted party has the option to implement elements from temp spec and recommendations too. So we might have a variety of situations of where they are, where contracted parties are in terms of recommendation. They may gradually transition and all at once or small bits at a time at their own pace. That was the recommendation, and that's exactly what we're implementing today. Questions on the Rainbow Bridge? Okay. Let's go to implementation timeline discussion. So the important thing, right, everybody wants to know when is it going to be done. Well, we kind of know already. We were given the date. So recommendation 28 said the effective date for the GTLD registering data policy shall be February 29, 2020, right? So then what people want to know is, can we actually do this? So let's look at it. We have a typical 6-month policy change cycle, and what it means is that effective date will be at least 6 months after the announcement. Special exceptions, in special cases, exceptions apply. So what that means is that stage two is typically 6 months, right? But special cases, we can change that, and we'll talk about that. And 40-day public comment period, and the summary and analysis report that follows that comment period, that public comment comes before, right? It's here, right? So this is public comment 40 days, and this is the weeks following that. So if you stack up the 6 months and 2 months, where are we? It means that we would have already had to have a implementation by now. Well, we haven't had a chance to work together on it, so we don't. So what are we going to do to make this schedule possible to still meet the February 29, 2020 date? Suggestions? Let me hear from you. Any ideas from the IRT? Beth, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to let James go.
James, go.
No, I was waiting for Beth.
You guys are too polite.
We're the worst. Sorry, so just to be clear, what are the actual due dates for our policy and which parts of the policies? Do we have to announce on the 29th and then we get 6 months grace period to implement as contracted parties, or we have to finish it all by August, in which case I'm going to throw up?
So let me ask you guys, those of you who were on the EPDP team, what did you have in mind? James, do you want to talk?
Yeah, I think we need to spend a little bit more time on this schedule. Dennis, thanks for highlighting this. You know, look, part of this feels like there's no way for us to do this without eating into that 6 month grace period between adopted IRT policy and implementation enforcement date. That is a relatively new convention. That's something that I remember Cyrus and I were talking about maybe in 2013 or a little earlier. So we're going to have to, you know, trade off some of that in order to get to February. And I think it's going to, you know, cause a lot of issues with the contracted parties because no one is really planned for this in their particular roadmaps. I think the only good news is as long as we can continue to operate under the status quo, under the policy and the artist formerly known as the temporary spec, as long as that could sit there as a cover against any compliance enforcement while we work on a permanent solution, I think that should help make this more acceptable. But I think we need to dig into this calendar issue a little bit deeper. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, to me, this is the most important thing for us to kind of frame our work together. So anybody else have comments? Now, let me tell you about the 6 month convention. This is a typical default model. And of course, it's up to us, this implementation team, to revise that. We could cut it to, you know, 3 months if we think that the implementation can be done in 3 months. And from what I hear from the technical folks, and I don't know what you've heard, the changes technically going from the temp spec to this recommendations model is not that big, but I think that's what I'd like you to all go back and check on. If everybody was counting on the 6 month and we're considering, you know, less, let's quickly find out what is doable and possible. Any other comment, James, you want to speak again?
Sorry, old hand, new system.
Okay.
I'll take it down.
Okay. Yeah, because do you all agree that that we should not try to shorten the 40-day public comment period? As for policy of this importance and magnitude, I think that is that's really not an option, right? And of course, we do have to do our careful analysis and report. And summary report after that, that is not something we can avoid either. So recommendations from IRT, what shall we do as a next step to go forward? Oh, I see some, hold on, I see Luke, coding requires some planning ahead. Okay, Theo says coding requires planning ahead, and then there are actions where we can't go back. admin-c is gone. It's good for good. What's admin-c? Look, what does that mean? Educate me here. I'm not familiar with...
Dennis? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's been chatting. I don't know if he can get on. Admin-c is one of the data elements in Whois.
Oh, okay. Oh, the admin, I see. I know what he means now. Yeah. Deletion of admin data. Yeah. Let's see. Anybody else? Beth, you want to speak?
Dennis, this is Beth. Can I get in the queue?
Yeah. You're up.
Okay. So I think that what might be helpful is instead of, I mean, this slide here is kind of, you know, here are the end dates and some of the impacting things. I think tool broken down timeline with the dates and not a chart, but a list, just like January 3rd, we need to do this, I think would be really helpful. And then we could edit that as opposed to thinking about, oh, we have a 40-day public comment period. When might that be? So if that's an ask we can make of IRT folks, if you maybe start with where we are now, and then in your opinion and your experience as a IRT staff, what are the tasks we need to do, and what dates would you suggest we be finished those issues by? And then we can go back and look at it as a list of dates as opposed to, you know, 6 months in advance of whatever this date might be. I think it'll just be more concrete. Does that make sense?
I think are you talking about maybe putting dates to these steps? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, putting dates to these steps and so considering the taking into account, you know, do we want to have a 6 month grace period or do you after the publishing of the policy, or do we want to try and get it all done by August? You know, those are the options I think we can talk about. But yeah, I think we should have actual dates for actual tasks and then we can edit them.
Okay.
Do
you think that, yeah, I understand the approach. Yeah. So put some tentative dates down for discussion with the IRT and see what would be reasonable. I think that's what you mean.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Break this down. Like you can see that the policy published date, if we give 6 months, we already know what that date is, 29 August 2019, right? So from then on, we back off the public comment date and back off the finalizing policy date and see where we end up, I think. That's what you mean? Or should we put in sort of a natural flow from the beginning to the end and see where we end up. That's another way to do it. There's various approaches.
Yeah, so I think we need to pick an end date. Do we want to, I mean, for now, do February 29th, 2020? And that would be the effective date, and then back it up to the to where we are now and space those tasks out that you have listed out that we need to, you know, with issues we need to cover. And then if we look at that and we think, well, this is just kind of insane, we might not be able to do it. If it's
yeah, I mean, I really, so I've already done that homework for you. And I can tell you right now, yeah, that's not going to yield us any time to build a implementation plan.
Okay, so maybe if you've done that, can we, I mean, maybe we just look at the dates and see, and then we can talk about the implementation plan and where we're going to need more time and where we can take time from one place and put it into another task.
Sure. I think I understand what you're asking, but you do see the challenges. I think you can do it in without looking at specific days. You can see that 8 months backing up from that date is going to land you right here. And we can do that. Let me ask you this question. I think I heard a suggestion that somebody used the word grace period. We announced the policy on 29 February 2020 and then implement after that for 6 months as a grace period. Is that something you were thinking about too as an option?
I think, yeah, and that's part of if we see the dates and we see if we need more time, then we'll know if we need to have that exercise that as an option and figure out how to do that before we get going. If we look at the timeline and we're like, oh, this is totally fine, we'll be able to do this, then maybe we won't need to do that. But that's why I think tasks and dates as a draft would be really helpful for us instead of just talking in the abstract.
Well, yeah, understood. Any other comments?
Yes.
So you do see the, I think it's obvious to you the challenge we have with the schedule. Sarah, go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, hi, thank you. This is Sarah. From the EPDP's recommendations, I know that we are working to develop a new GTLD registration data policy, but there are also other existing policies that were recommended to be reviewed and updated, for example, the transfer policy. So my question is, does this IRT team, will we work on those other existing policies to update them as well? And if so, how does that tie into these timeframes? Thank you.
Yes, that is one of the recommendations that we will be reviewing together. So for now, I guess I'll tell you that we don't know. And based on how the recommendation is worded and how we will work the schedule, it could be that we work on those, but at the same time, there's a talk that there's maybe another set of folks who wants to look at all the existing policies and review them as another community activity. In either case, the implementation plan will be communicated to you and what we intend to do with that recommendation for your concurrence. Now I have 5 minutes left. So what I would like to do, is look at the next steps. So, yeah, IPT will build an implementation plan and share it as we make progress. And I think the first ask that we receive from that is that see if we can put some things down in a manner where you can view individual tasks to see how they stack up. And we can do that. And then we will share with you. That's our first step. The implementation plan, of course, after your review, will go to the public comment. And the next IRT meeting is on Wednesday, 12 June 2019. And the following that, it will be an ICANN 65 session on the 26th of June. And then we'll have a public meeting at that time, working together. Now, let's talk logistics a little bit. This time that we're holding, and I'm looking at my clock, this is a 10:56 PT for me. There's a suggestion from our team members to see if we can push this meeting back 1 hour. In other words, consider that this meeting being, what is it, 1700 UTC right now, Andrea?
That's correct. It's 1700 UTC now, and we'd like to move it to 18 UTC.
Yeah. What do you guys, what does the IRT think about that time? Does that work better for you? Is it acceptable to you? We'd like to know for our future meetings, because we want to go ahead and schedule out probably the rest of the year. Okay, Sarah suggests that we use green, red button to vote. Okay, everybody vote. Moving time, IRT meeting time to 1800. Yes or no? Yes, green, no, red. Does everybody know how to vote? You see those
right above the chat, you should have a yes, a no, go slower, go faster, and you can click there.
Mark cannot vote, right? Because he's on the phone on.
Oh, right.
I'm in Zoom too. I put up a coffee cup because I'm fine with either option.
Oh yes, I do. Oh. You're right, Mark.
Oh, coffee cup means you vote with either. Okay. I don't want coffee. I want green. I'm looking for greens and looking out for reds. I don't see any reds. So we're going to take a decision then. We're going to change our IRT meeting time to start at 1800, starting with our June 12, 2019. Without any objections, it will be done so. Andrea will take care of the logistics there, revising our meetings, and then schedule out certainly the next two meetings, but probably the rest of the year. So this is the pace that we're going to go, the meetings every 2 weeks, but more online conversation, and you'll see me invite you to comment on things. And one more time, what you will see, and you need to get familiar with, everybody needs to get familiar with this working tool, this workbook, because I'm going to ask you to comment here, and I'm going to be building, adding a page with dates, and you'll see me populate this field, this sheet with the dates that that you want to look at, and our layout, this scenario, if we went from now to the end, what would it be? And give appropriate, what I think is a reasonable time to see where we end up, and we can work from there. But I do have a request for you, and that is to go ahead and find out the possibility of reducing the 6 months. And what will be acceptable as a reasonable time? Is 3 months an acceptable implementation period? If we have everybody, if we do a really good job in communicating with our community. That's all I have for you. Questions? It's 11. So Okay. No questions? Then I'll say goodbye and we'll talk to you online. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. This concludes today's conference. Please remember to disconnect all lines and have a wonderful rest of your day. Mm-hmm.